This is a Main Hustle Media podcast.
Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Jackie O and you're listening to Militantly Mixed.
Yo, this is Rashani from the Single Simulcast. And when I'm not making you laugh or making up parody songs, I'm kicking back, listening to Militantly Mixed.
Main Hustle Media podcasts are recorded on the ancestral lands of the Chumash, Tongva, Hohokam, and Yucateco Maya people. And we wish to pay our respects to the people of those nations, both past and present.
Konnichiwa, what's up, cousins? Welcome to Militantly Mixed, the podcast about race and identity from the mixed race perspective. Although I know not so much lately. It's your auntie, Charmaine Fury, and I wanted to record an update. I am kind of whispering a little bit or talking directly into the mic because while my room is on the other side of the house from my friends who I'm living with, I know I have a loud voice and it carries, so I'm doing my best to try to keep my inside voice going, because it's very late at night, and after a day of laying in bed, I finally have the hankering to do something. So I wanted to update everybody and let y'all know I have made it back to the United States. I am living with my friends, Shay and Jeff, who've opened their home to myself and my two younger cats, Crate and Kraya, and have been the most incredible friends. They've done so much for me prior to Tristan dying. But since Tristan dying, I just never knew I had a friendship like this. I never knew I had a person who would hold me and, like, in my life, like, hold my life until I can do it myself. And I have that with Shay and by extension Jeff. In February, I flew here with my two younger cats, and for 5 weeks they looked after them for me until I could come back to them. And thankfully have developed their own relationship with the cats, and happily my cats really love them, especially Jeff. I feel so good about that, because that means that they weren't just suffering for 5 weeks, having lost their whole family without understanding why until I got back. I'm so grateful to Shay and Jeff. They've just been incredible. So I want to let y'all know that where I'm at now, I am safe and I am in comfort. In so much as I can be in comfort. They've created a space for me in the room that I am in that is, I can be here for a while, for however long I need to be to get my shit together. And Crate and Kraya are doing really well. And with the exception of two major behavioral changes, which for selfish reasons benefit me, but they only exist because Tristan died. They've become very affectionate and almost clingy. Crate in particular, he does not like when I leave the room, and there's been a lot of meow cussing at me every time I try, and if he can herd me back to the bed, he tries to get me back in bed every time I get up, and if I'm laying down, he's laying down with me. The sudden disappearance of me for 5 weeks, I think, really did a number. Even though they were in comfort and they were safe and they had good caretakers, I think he's afraid now every time I leave the room that I'm not coming back. And so, like I said, selfishly, I am enjoying how much he wants me around him and how cuddly he is. I definitely have needed the affection. but it was a high price to pay to get it. And the same with Kreia, who is not an affectionate cat. And it's really on her terms that she even lets you pet her and stuff. And she has become a lap cat in the week and a half that I've been here. She spent time in my lap, and if I take my hands off of her, she looks back at me like, no one told you you could stop petting me. And I have wanted this cat in particular to be a lap cat since the day I got her. She's so withholding. It's been the big joke that we've told about her whole life. And Tristan and I just, like, craved her being a little bit more affectionate. And she doled it out very sparingly. We got it, but it was very sparing. And now I get it all the time. So again, selfishly, I'm happy that I have affection from them, but it was a very high price to pay to get it. I really wanted to keep it together for this recording, for this update, but being alone when I record, I have no control over the emotions anymore. It's a lot easier when I'm recording with Rhea, because I can use her presence to back it off. But when I'm alone recording and I'm sitting in my grief, fucking forget it. So anyways, that's the update. I'm here. I'm in the U.S. I'm safe. I am in comfort. I am reunited with my younger cats. So my big family of six is now a small family of three. And even though language is going to fail me on this, I will say that I do feel somewhat better now that I'm back in the U.S. Not specifically because it's the U.S., but because I'm not in the house that my husband and my two favorite cats, not favorite, but like they've been with me for 17 years, my oldest cats, my original family unit of Tristan, myself, Revan, and Rain, all of them died in that house in Merida. And I needed to get out of there because I was going to be trapped in that loss in a different way than I will experience it now. I mean, I fucking still slip in the bed that Tristan died in, so. Well, it was hard to leave that house. I also know that it was absolutely what I needed. And in so much that I can feel better right now. I think I do. Now that I'm in the States and I at least understand everybody who speaks to me. And I've been able to... I haven't been outside much, but... I've been able to go to Taco Bell, which is an important fast food for Tristan and I. It was our favorite. And a lot of, and he had said once, we have some of our best conversations in Taco Bell drive-thrus. going to Taco Bell just is a, you know, connects me to him. And there's a lot of love and memories in it. And since I couldn't have Taco Bell in Mexico because they actually have Mexican food, it was just, a nice comfort to come back to. I've also been to Target, which we didn't have in Mexico either. And for 20 minutes yesterday, I felt like a regular person until I walked outside and realized that was not a familiar Target that I was in. The parking lot was different and the city and state is different. But I have
I have some comfort now that I didn't have when I was still in Mexico. And I think ultimately, while it was a huge privilege for me to be able to have 4 months to grieve in private, to grieve in as loud of grief as I needed to have, to be in solitude with it, I've learned from other widows and widowers that I've connected with since Tristan died that that is a privilege most people did not have, even retired and senior citizen widows and widowers. I haven't had the time that I got to sit with it. I think any longer probably would have been detrimental, but for the time that I had it, it was healthy for me, I think. But I've been in the U.S. now for a week and a half, and I want to say that the mission has started. At least that's what it feels like. And by that I mean, like, the mission of building whatever life is going to look like going forward. I'm now having to deal with the business side of the death of my husband, and it fucking sucks. So what I want to say to anybody listening right now is, if you have not done so already, I don't care what age you are. I don't care how many possessions you think you have or don't have. Fucking write your wills. Create a binder, a for when I die binder to leave behind for the people who are left behind. You know, that has the way to access the necessary accounts that people need to access, the telling them where your life insurance policies are, telling them how to contact you, who to contact on their behalf and everything. Like, get that shit together. Tristan and I talked about doing it all the time, and we didn't. We fucking talked about it like a week, in the week that he died, and we never did it. And it has made this process so much fucking harder, I think, than it probably... I mean, I'll be honest, they don't make it easy for widows and widowers. It's so many hoops to jump through to get stuff that you're paying for given back to you. So if you're listening to this, I mean, you have to be able to hear it. It's already bad enough that you've lost somebody, but that you have to sit there and deal with red tape and bureaucracy to resolve their life. It's so bad. It's so awful. So if you're listening to me, fucking write that will. Even just a living will. Even just a you're writing it yourself thing. Just anything. And put it somewhere. Create a binder. A for when I die binder. And have that available to the people who love you and who are going to be left behind, just to make it somewhat easier on them. Because this part sucks. I mean, it all fucking sucks, but this is rubbing salt in a wound that won't heal, you know? But that process has started. I've started to do the things that I need to do. And I don't know how long it'll take to resolve everything, but hopefully once it resolves, that'll give me the time and the padding I need to figure out what my life will look like. I will not say get my life back or back on track or anything like that, because there's no back anymore. Who I was before Tristan died and who I am now, those two people are not the same people. They barely know each other. And so I have to figure out what life looks like after him. And I have to make decisions that work for me and my two remaining cats. And unfortunately, I'm at the end of the money that we had. The savings, the final paychecks, the GoFundMe donations. I mean, luckily I got all the way here before it ran out. But, you know, I got $50 in the bank now, so I really have to get my shit together, and there's no chance that's going to happen anytime soon. I certainly can't work outside of home right now, because I can barely stay up for 3 hours at a at a stretch. So I have to keep pushing the GoFundMe, and then I have to keep doing the business stuff until I can resolve life insurance and everything like that. But that's the update. That's where things are. It may not sound great, but it is certainly better than where I was even just 2 weeks ago. And the last part of the update that I want to say is, and I think I warned this before, but I have decided to go ahead and change the Patreon page to be a more general Charmaine Fury page, in which I will post and share about whatever podcast project I am working on at the time. And if I can get myself back into my crafting, my sewing, my knitting, and my cosplay, which is something I don't want to lose, even though it had been on hold when I was in Mexico anyway. It's something I would like to recapture before it is too far gone. I think I will start expressing all of that in one place rather than multiple Patreons, multiple outlets. It's too hard to manage. And I do feel like in a lot of the people that I interact with the most throughout these shows, they're crossover people. They're fans of Militantly Mixed and Blurred Comics, or Militantly Mixed and Matcha Masala and Murder. Or, you know, my cosplay and Blurred Comic, you know, there's a crossover. So it's going to be like a one-stop shop now. So rather than patreon.com/militantlymixed, it is now patreon.com/CharmaineFury. And basically anything that is made by Maine, made by myself, will have its section. Well, that'll be what it is. Because the other thing that I think I've realized is I cannot work on all four shows at the same time anymore. I can't do four shows a week. I don't have the stamina for that. I'm not sure that I had the stamina for it when I was doing it, if I'm honest. So I'm going to be doing kind of a one-on, three-off type of deal, I think. I think that's how I'm going to manage things. Right now I'm working on Matcha Masala and Murder, and when we go on our hiatus, I will pick up one of the other shows and then go, you know, do that for, you know, a period of time, and then I will go on to the next show. I do think that Matcha Masala is going to be a more frequent fixture because it's the, I don't want to say easiest one to work on. It's emotionally easier to work on than the other shows. But I have a partner on the show, and we share the workload. Whereas on my other shows, even when I had a partner, I still did all the back end stuff, all the production stuff. With Matcha Masala and Murder, we split it, and so it's a lot easier to manage. And if I'm honest, I know it's a weird subject matter, but it gives me a spot of joy. It pulls my focus when I'm working on it. That I'm not just sitting in a puddle of tears when I'm working on it. And I think that's a healthy thing for me. Militantly Mixed is my heart, and I don't want it to go all the way away. I know that I no longer have the stamina that I used to have for it. And I think that was already happening before my husband died. I was starting to feel really complacent with the show and feeling like it wasn't moving forward in a way that I felt was an effective resource for the mixed community. I was also starting to see some of the same things that I was tackling in the first year or two of the show kind of coming back in a cycle, and people were starting to deal with those same problems again, which kind of made me feel ineffective, if I'm honest. And it really just is that it's not like I could have touched every mixed person on the planet. I didn't have that reach. So, and then, you know, I was aging out, like the new generation of mixed people are coming, then they're coming of age at a time that, you know, we may have resolved some issues for our generation, but not for their generation, or they have completely different issues that they're dealing with. And I feel like I need to find a new angle that makes me still feel like a strong member of the mixed community, as a resource member of the mixed community. But the way I was going about it, I think had its time,
And now it needs to evolve. I need it to evolve, I needed it to evolve. And then my husband died, and now it's a combination of I can't do the old same things anymore. I have to find a new way of doing things. And I need to be able to do things in a way that sets me up for comfort, sets me up for success, sets me up for, or I guess maybe works within the stamina that I currently have. So, right now, my militantly mixed focus, what I am working on is the book. I am going through the entries. I'm trying to sort them in such a way, align them in such a way to make the book have a nice flow. I'm also going to be writing a lot more for the book this time than I was planning on when I started the project last year. Right now my major militantly mixed work is the book. And I think I'll be happy to share things about that as we get further along. Right now there's a lot of start and stop because of me having to travel here and get situated, and now I'm not fully settled, so I can only do a little bit at a time, yada 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 yada. But that is what I'm working on right now for Militantly Mix, and I will do my best to figure out a way content wise that I can stay connected to y'all and I don't want to abandon the community. I just don't have the emotional labor availability that I used to have. I don't know if I will get it back. I don't think that I will. I think it's just going to look different now, and I need to learn how to work within that difference. And I know there's some of y'all that are out there still riding with me, and you're sending me messages, and I'm seeing you, I'm hearing you, and I appreciate that you're still
wanting to support me, knowing that it might be a long time until I can come back in a way that is fulfilling to you as well. But I'm so grateful that some of you still are there. So, that's the update. As I'm in the process of updating the Patreon page. I don't have all the tiers updated yet. Those will come with time, but I have posted an update there. So for the people who are still giving to Patreon, you can kind of make a choice going forward where like you still support through the Militantly Mixed channels, or you do just more of a general thing. I think I'm not going to be able to delete the tiers that exist. I think I'm just going to have to add new ones. So if like you want to support the show generally, or support Charmaine, I guess, myself, generally, there will be that section of tiers, and then there'll be the Militantly Mixed tiers, the Matcha Masala, Blurred Comics, or whatever project I end up working on going forward. It might be a mess at first until I can get it sorted out a little bit more organized, but for the most part, most of the Patreon sponsors have stuck around. I have lost a few, and it makes sense because the show that they are supporting, it doesn't exist in the way that was meaningful to them, to y'all. It's just not, I'm not giving you what you come for right now. And I know that. And I know that it'll be a while until I figure out a way to do that for y'all. So so for the ones that are still sponsoring through Patreon, I'm so grateful because I still have to pay all the Militantly Mixed bills because I haven't shut down the show. I'm not shutting it down. So all the platforms that I have to pay for every month to keep it available is the Patreon is how I'm paying for it. And it's the only income that I have.
to be able to do that right now. I used to be able to draw on money Tristan was bringing home, or I would do freelance projects and stuff like that. But right now, the Patreon is it. It's the only thing. So thank you for those of you who are sticking it out. Especially if, like, you just generally support all the other projects that I work on. It is very helpful. So please bear with me as I get that fully transitioned over. In the way that it is transitioned, is it is now patreon.com/CharmaineFury. It is no longer patreon.com/militantlymixed. Some of the pictures have been updated. Some of them I'm struggling to figure out the way. The tiers are not fully updated yet. That will come with time. And now I will start posting in whatever show is active at the time. So right now it's Matcha Masala and Murder. There'll be posts about Matcha Masala and Murder for the most part. I think I'll try to do some sort of posts here and there about the process for the book. And then when Matcha Masala Murder goes on hiatus and I pick up one of the other shows, whether it's Militantly Mixed or Blurred Comics, or the new show that I do want to start working on, which is talking about grief. I think I need to process grief through the way that I process identity stuff is podcasting now. So whatever I'm working on at the time will be what gets highlighted the most on the Patreon. So it'll also sort of act as a newsletter, I guess, to a degree as well. So if you want to keep up on things, that's where it's all going to be put for now. And I think that's all I got in me. So again, thank you, everybody. I feel the support. I still see the downloads. I still see the comments. I know I haven't responded to everybody. Sometimes you just get a thumbs up or a heart from me, but I'm taking in what you're sending me, and I appreciate you all so much. I really do. I really do. So until next time, may your best selves, and wait, before I go, there's something I want to tell everybody about. When I was recording with Rhea for Matcha Masala and Murder last week, she, and this won't air for another couple weeks because we record in advance, but for those of you who are hearing this, there is a new book out called Mixed Desis. I'm going to put a link in the show notes for y'all. It is an anthology of stories about the mixed Desi experience, South Asian experience. And Rhea has a story in there. Also Dr. Jen, cousins of the show, people that you should be familiar with if you listen to Militantly Mixed. I don't know as of right now, because I'm waiting for my copy to be delivered. I don't know if there's anybody else that's in the world of Militantly Mixed that is in that book, but I know at least Dr. Jen and Rhea are, based off of what Rhea told me. So if you're out there and you want to read an anthology about the Mixed Desi experience, please check that out. It's available on Amazon, and you can also order it through the Indie Bound book thing where they find an independent bookstore near you that you can order it from or whatever. Support local if you can. But yeah, it's exciting that there is more mixed resources out there. And so I wanted to share it with everybody now that I know that it exists. And then 2 weeks from now, if you watch Matcha Masala Murder, you're going to hear her tell me about it for the first time, because we just recorded that. Yes, that's it. So on that note, thank you again, everybody. Be your mixed SOs. Free Palestine.
Militantly Mixed is a Main Hustle Media podcast, produced and hosted by me, Charmaine Fury. Music is by David Bogan, the One. You can follow us on social media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Militantly Mixed. If you'd like to become a sponsor of Militantly Mixed, please go to patreon.com/militantlymixed for monthly sponsorship, or paypal.me/militantlymixed for a one-time only donation. And if you like what you hear on Militantly Mixed, please subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to be your mixed-ass self.
Main Hustle Media. Turn your side hustle into your main hustle.